Okay.
All right. Yes, we are up to Tafkuf Mem. Tafkuf Lamentes. Sif Yogimel. Lahavois. Sif Yogimel. Yibes Yogimel. Yibes. Okay. You're not allowed to buy houses, you know, building material, slaves, animals, or obviously the teacher of Israel started in the Shalom Shabbos, how you could buy it. But we're not talking about that. But we're talking about building material, houses, you know, stuff like that. It's only the Torah Chamoid. Or the guy selling and he has nothing to eat, so then you're allowed to buy it from him. Again, we have to you know, remember when it comes to, you know, doing business, doing, buying, selling, hiring workers, things, whatever, we're going to get into it more, is that we have to cheshven each time. Even if you need something, still, you know, you have to cheshbon. Zach, I need it. Like, can he do it? Every person has their own cheshbon. So, cheshbon over here, you're allowed to buy if you know that he needs to eat. You're allowed to go ahead and buy from him if he doesn't have anything to eat. We'll see later on, talks about a poil that can only do a pechinam in the later simon. People allowed to do work if they don't have any money. You know, question is, can you hire someone? So there's an issue of doing business on the Chol HaMoed. If it's a Torah HaMoed, you're allowed to. So even if it's not a Torah HaMoed, but you know this guy needs the business, they're also allowed to. Question is, if you're a Torah HaMoed, he doesn't need the business, you can't convince him to go work. Even if I'm the worker, and even if I have to go fix your this or whatever, I'm not allowed to do business. So you need to find someone, so you need to make a shidduch over here, someone who needs the money, and whatever, or you get a goy to do it. This is all talking about something which is begoloi, and it's very, very obvious. So I'm going to paint your house, whatever. Well, shar kelim nagel l'kdeisa betzina, or you go shopping, you do a big public, you know, like it's like schayra. It's not if you want to go to the store and buy something small, that's okay. And that's the minig is about betzina. Could be that you want to be machmir, but it's also only you're allowed to buy something which is a tzar chamoi. You can't just go ahead and I'm in the store already. I was getting a nice a hair dryer. Let me just get a hair dryer because while I'm here. You know, if you're not gonna, if you drove out, you're there, fine, but if you just, while I'm here, so that, that would be also, the actual buying is also, unless it's something which is a Torah Chamoid, because it's an Avsha Milsa, because the point over here, this is because of Zilzul Chamoid, and the Chazal say that someone's Vazas Moadim is El Chechelam Haba, it's a very Chomor de Kazakh. And they say it's a Chol HaMoed. A person's Mevaz a Chol HaMoed is a very Chomer thing, and therefore the person does have to take Hilchos Chol HaMoed very seriously, because then you're going to end up, you end up with big shailas. There's a lot of kulas mostly, but you just have to be, the person has to be aware it's Chol HaMoed. And if a person's aware generally it's Chol HaMoed, so generally he realizes it's not just Chol, and you find, I can buy a couple, you make a cheshire, I can buy this, I can't buy this. You give a lahalvois in a Yehudi beribis. You're allowed to go ahead and to lend to a goy, with an interest on the osam shirigili and livos and mutter. You're allowed to lend to a goy, a person's a banker, he's allowed to lend to not people who are not Jewish. For those who's regular customers, he's allowed to do it. Because then it's a davar aved. Because if you don't go ahead and serve your regular customers, then they're going to go ahead and go to your competitor. So you're allowed to deal with your regular, if they're not Jewish, because that's considered davar aver. You're allowed to deal with it. If you have some business, whatever, even business, whatever it is, if they're regular customers and you know that if you don't give them this time, they're not going to understand. You're going to lose the customer. Losing the customer is considered davar aver. If they're Jewish, I don't know if it applies because if they just don't want to, if they're just, well, it's a big deal. Chol Hamoed, who cares? I just need it. Then yishlo them with it. That's something else. But you're allowed to lend that even though it's not as regular customers. You'd be allowed to do it if you're going to go ahead and take whatever profits or ribis here, the interest, but any other business deal, you take the profits and you use it, you take it out right away and use it for Yom Tov, then that would be okay. But if it's not going to work, so then no. Hago motu likach arbus b'moed al halva shi'asa achar moed. You're allowed to go ahead and person knows he needs to get a loan after chol moed. He's allowed to go ahead and go around and get arevus. That some people will be willing to be the arevim. It's a bit of business, but since it's not something which the actual business is being done after the moed, the halva, so therefore it would be okay. Yudalid. All right. So therefore, we'll just do this, and we'll talk about a little bit of banking. Yudal halva the shulchanos bikvius echilof aser halva by shulchani, which are money lenders and. Bekvius, vechiluf, and money changing and things like that. It's also because it's frakmatia. Again, it's business. And business is also on Chol Hamoed because of zilzul Chol Hamoed. So therefore, and doing any banking as well is all going to the bank to do banking is also. If you need money for the Moed, ish lodum bezeh, if you take money out of the ATM, that's not a problem. But achopanim, something which is going to a bank is more. But galui, people see going to the bank and doing banking. Now, even lachor also, since an iser frakmatia, it's not just what you can do with bitsina. It's also to do business on chol moed. If person needs to do it, tzara chol moed, you should do a bitsina. Well, you can do a begalui if you have koch nefesh out of something else. But if he needs to do it, so you do a bitsina. So even a person has a app on his phone, he wants to just do banking, not tzorach hamoed. Oh, it's a big deal. I'm just going to sit here and do whatever. There's a shaila about that. It's not a chor tzalser. If it's not something like tzorach hamoed, just to get money out to pay for the moed, or it's davar aved. If it's just like, oh, it's convenient time to go ahead and start moving money around and whatever, buying stocks, things like that, they're all. These are all complicated and pashtus. They're also, unless it's something like if you buy a stock, you can get profit right away. And these things are not fi'inyan is not questions of aved, and you're gonna. It's a big opportunity. That's a different question. But generally, these things should try to be ignored chol moed as much as possible. And a person shouldn't be looking to put himself into shailas, whatever, but big adol, the Rosh is straight out that you can't play with stocks play the stock market on the Chol Hamoed, because that's business. So therefore, that's a general issue with this. Okay, dinyan binyan v'stir v'chol amori. Now we're getting into binyan. Binyan afil koshu aser. Binyan, now this is a hemshech in some ways. There's two issues with binyan. One is that, okay, this idea of doing it begoloi, that the person is building something, it's zilzul of chol amoid, and the Rosh Shulchan brings. The other issue that is that it's, you have maisa uman, maisa hedget. You build something, so it can be a maisa uman. It can't be a ma'isa uman, it can only be a ma'isa hedjot. So what happens is, however, if nifrat's geder ginaso, let's say the his wall of his chatzir, his garden, his garden wall. What's the difference? Is that geder ginaso, so people, agenovim, don't go into his gina and start taking stuff, or animals, things like that. There's two reasons a person builds a wall. One is, you know, I mean, Shabro only brings one, which is a chiddush, that next to the Ganvi, not choshes are going to come steal something. But there's another issue of Chezek Ria, which in the Basra, Choshe Mishpat talks, the person has to build a wall because of, you know, Chezek Ria. The question is, are you allowed to build an Ochol HaMoed? You know, guys, mazik you. So, Stan, you know, so that's Boneu Maisa Hedja. You're allowed to build it Maisa Hedja, which means that even though really Alpi Din to build a wall in between for Hezek Ria, so like I can't see what you're doing, or you can't see what he's doing, it has to be a proper actual wall. Yes, the Chol HaMoed, where the Chol HaMoed Mekel, that you can go ahead as long as you block it, give me a Maisa Hedja, that's fine. You have to redo it after Chol HaMoed. And I said nowadays they say the Shaila was a Hezekiah, not Hezekiah. People don't usually do don't usually use their chutzah for private things. You know, they have a yard usually, you know, but some do. So therefore, this I think it's more complex. But Pashtus is a pidin that they have to, you know, you would have to put something up. The Heinish Meniach Havanim Zul Zuv Ein Atach Betei. You could stack up bricks or, you know, whatever, but you can't put tit, because putting tit would be considered a ma'isa uman, because it's something which stays. Aval kaisa chotzer hasamach l'rishus harabim. But let's say you have the wall by rishus harabim shenafa b'neil kedarku. That's good. Although the other go to makanim v'gomer chiyotzebo, or you could go ahead and put, like I said, you could put a tarp up. You could put what's called chutzav adachna in the Gemara. You're allowed to put. You could just put that up, because that's not building anything, and therefore you're even in the minig would be something different. But for Chol HaMoed, it would be another. Chayin also makeh lagag. So too, if you're making a makeh for your roof, bonei oisa ma'isa hedja. You're allowed to build a ma'isa hedja, and you see the poskim say, the Ritva says, that you see from here that a makeh is enough of the ma'isa hedja. You don't have to establish hilchos makeh. You don't need to go ahead and build it. Because if we're talking about mamash sakana, you're talking about you have a pit, you have a bore of rishus harabi, that's not a makeh. That you're kind of, you build something you can't, you know, there's something open. If it's something sakana, musukan, you have to put a, even my su'uwan you're chayav to do, you can't to take a chance. A makeh, like,
what's
the
heck?
What's the heck to do it on Chol HaMoed? No, if it's because of that, you can build my su'uwan. If it's a makeh, the thing with the makeh is that, so don't go on the roof. So you can build a ma'isa hedja because people do still use the roof. You know, if people, it's only a case where people actually use the roof, or if you have a merpeset, you have a balcony, so then a deck, whatever it is, you do need to put something there because people use it. You know, I don't know if you have to lock the door so no one can go out. Yeah, I have to, but you can't. You can put a ma'isa hedja, some sort of basic. You know, something to block it. Koisel chotzer, some of the rishus, rabbin shenafal, koisel chotzer, which was by the rishus rabbin shenafal. No, but neo kedarki, you could build that up. So then you're allowed to build that up because people will just go in, and it's considered davar avin. V'imhaya noita lipo. However, if it's dangerous, it's going to fall. Soisu mei sakana. This is what I was saying, that Nei HaSakana, you're allowed to do Maisa Uman, doesn't make a difference. That if it's something which is dangerous, then you do what needs to be done to fix it. Even Maisa Uman, you get a professional guy who can come in, not just your cousin, and that would be fine. Hagav, afilo in a Naite Rakachotzer, and even if it's not, even if it's only leaning, it's not Sakana, it's only leaning into your Chotzer, or the Mavui, to an alley or something like that. Much of the sasa of the sakana, like even in your chutzner, there is a bit of sakana, right? It's going to fall. It'll fall on someone. You know, so anything which is a bit of sakana, you're allowed to do whatever needs to be done. Chas v'shalom, we'll get into tikkun. We're going to talk about fixing. I'll talk about in a second about fixing electrical things or whatever. But if obviously if there's something dangerous, electrical danger, something like that, or whatever. Of course, you're allowed to have a woman come and fix it. And there's no question. Chayim b'shar dvarin de'ikel l'meicha shesakana bonu v'sois v'kadarko. And that's okay. Beis mutter lito gavshushis shebabayis. You're allowed to go ahead if we talk about, we have dirt floors and there's a lump in the floor, someone can trip and fall, something like that. You're allowed to take them off kadarko, even if the malacha it's digging in the ground, the vineyard and whatever. It's not davar aved, but since someone can get hurt, so therefore you're allowed to go ahead and do a malacha so people don't get hurt. Tzir hadeles v'amafteach v'amanu. Well, right. Tzedakim shifagag v'rtil asasman v'yad u'beregel v'lo b'kli umnos. If you have cracks in the roof and it's leaking, you're allowed to go ahead and seal it with his feet and his hand, but not with a clay umnos. So therefore, I mean, the question is, if let's say it's ramish raining, if it's ramish raining into his house, so then it could be you could go ahead and the Meiracha says that it brings the mitzvah that if it's mamish raining into his house, then you can just do kadarka. Because that's mamish, the person doesn't have to live what's called b'dira sucha. It's a general rule that a person is not chayav to live in a, you know, live with rain. There's a stam halacha by here that's well renting. If you're renting someone's house and it's raining and it's dripping, there's a leak in the roof and it's dripping. And the guy and the owner takes time to fix it and whatever. So it could be he's not even chayav to pay rent because that's not living in a house which is leaking. That's not called a dira. That's the unit that could be he takes out of the rent. So al kapani, you're not chayav to live in a house which is leaking. So therefore, but if here we're talking about only the, it's only your, you know there's a crack and maybe you heard it might rain or whatever, you know the winter's coming, so you're allowed to do it with your hands and your feet, not with a tool, the clay umnos. And even if in this case the hands of your feet will end up making it just as good as a clay umnos, it's still mutter. And it brings a general question: if you could do something derech ma'isa hedjut, but it's going to last, so it's also okay. The point is that the ma'isa hedjut is the way you do it is not necessarily. Is not necessarily what the finished product is. If you have to call a professional, so there's a problem. If you want to fix your plumbing, you know, it could be you'd be allowed to do it. You're not an uman, and so you'll fix it. Even if you can do a good job, that's okay. Tzir hadeles v'mafteach v'amalnu, you have the hinges and the of the door or the locks or anything like that. But tzinor v'hakoira, pipes and beams of wood, ben shesheit ben shel shabarzel shenishberu, any of these things, the door breaks, any of these things that broke, ufilu me'er of yomtiv, even if it just happened right before yomtiv, yachol atakna b'lo shinui, you can fix it. Honestly, a door because you don't want people walking to your house or any door. You need to be able to use a door. You don't have to betzar yourself to live uncomfortably. You're allowed to live normally. So you're allowed to fix it. Below shiuni v'nishes hefzik gadol shem yaniach hapetzach pasuach. But also shvurois dimtza ma'abik lovavayis. Anyone's going to come in and start taking stuff. So therefore, it's not that's considered hefzik meruba, and you're allowed to go ahead and fix it. Kederech, or if there's a pipe, obviously, if a piper or something like that, or any of these things, that you can go ahead and make your house livable. You don't have to, not have to suffer. That's why it's mutter. Just a person should not, if Erev Yom Tov, he realizes something breaks, he should try to call and try to get, if someone can come out on Erev Yom Tov, even if it's inconvenient. he has to do that. If obviously no one can come, or it's too late in the afternoon, or I don't know, whatever it is, so then you're not, you wouldn't be chayiv to. But otherwise you'd be chayiv to do that. You can fix it. Hey, mutter livnois maisa hedjoit, avos shetecha bo behema. You are allowed to go ahead and to fix something for animals. If you need to, I know, let's say you're allowed to milk cows. Let's say you have a contraption, whatever it is, the machine that milks cows, whatever it is, you're allowed to have that fixed on Yom Tov, on the Chol Moed. Mutar, Maisa Hedjot, right, Maisa Hedjot. I mean, yeah, the question is that if let's say you just need to go ahead and tighten the screw, or it's okay. You know, you don't need the, if you don't need a professional to come in and change, you know, even if you have to change a part, maybe, even that's not so much of a Maisa Hedjot. If there's a certain, you know, that's about fixing things, binyan. Because binyan is a much less of a Maisa Uma Maisa Hedjot. You know, it's pretty straightforward. So, you know, put a screw in, you know, stack things up. It could be some people are more skilled than others, but Akhupanim, by sewing, you'll see other things like that. There's a lot more umness involved. Then you know, knowing how to keep a straight thing, you know, there's a lot more that's involved. But doing something which is a lockstep, you know, is even if it lasts, generally, if you have a professional do it, then that's a ma'isa uman. But if you could just try to do it yourself, then that could be that's considered a ma'isa hedjot in these cases. Let's just see. So mutar livna, right? Ma'isa livna is ma'isa hedjot. It's stava leishi relisha aleha. You're allowed to go ahead and set up a bed or set up, things like that in order to sleep on it. Even if you set up a stone, you build a person builds a pedestal, he's out in the wild, whatever it is, and sets it up with stones, you're allowed to do that to sit on. You're allowed to do. Zion, Tonor, Kirayan, Sha'ershish, Yabchu, Yef, and Behemimoi, Tonor, and Kirayim. That, you know what, maybe we'll stop here because this gets into electrical things and then whatever.